Federal legislation that's been in place since 1990 gives money to states that they then distribute in the form of vouchers to parents who are working full-time and are going to school to help them pay for childcare. A bill that's been introduced in the Senate would require any centers receiving federal dollars to conduct background checks on all staff. Senator Joe Donnelly cites a poor safety record in Indiana as one of the reasons he's supporting the bill.
We have had some extraordinary tragedies in our state. We have, since 2009, 31 children have been lost at Indiana daycare centers.
Tim Dunnick is the director of Early Childhood Education Services at Indiana University Bloomington. He says centers that accept vouchers must already be licensed with the state, but the regulations vary depending on the type of the facility.
For example, the difference between licensing requirements for daycare centers like the ones we have on campus are much more stringent than the licensing regulations, for example, for a daycare home or a registered ministry.
Legislators at the state level are considering similar measures. A bill that's expected to pass the state legislature would create additional nutrition and safety standards and would limit the number of children a single staff person could oversee. For WFIU News, I'm Jimmy Jenkins.